listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Hit the Floor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Hit the Floor After Show.
I'm waiting for some music here, guys. Pump me up. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm Ali Kona Bradford. Bing is for doing in tonight. We are doing another scandalous episode of Hit the Floor. Joining me in studio are some pretty amazing people. Someone's already rocking out, so why don't you start by introducing yourself?
Nick Fritter.
That's it? That's all we got?
That's all
I mean, can I get some sprinkler or something? No? All right, cool.
Hey, I'm Layla Sadney.
What's up? I'm Mark E. Allen.
All right, guys. So we had a pretty big episode. I mean, each time we watch this show, which has only been two episodes, but it's been pretty juicy. I want to start with a very opening scene. It was Sloane and then her daughter. I was getting really irritated with her because she is not supportive at all. Like, give it up. She made the team. Get over it.
It's true.
Well, I mean, but she probably got, like, we don't know what happened, like, so that's the thing, like, she probably got done, realized the worst grammar ever. Dirty, so that's why she's just upset.
Well, then be honest, but at the same time, let her live her life. It's not your life, don't, the past is in the past.
Right, it seems like she's kind of turning the corner, though, because she's kind of like, you know, don't, you know, messing with her, giving her the tissues and stuff, and like, hey, you know, point your toes, don't be like the dead feet or whatever.
Right, but like, yeah. Ew, mom, that's like something, like, you and your friend can have that kind of, like, back and forth banter, but with your mom, just be supportive.
I think she's lightening up with her, though. I think she's just being really protective because she knows that whole world and, you know, something went down there.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you're going to act like that, then at least be open about what that world is instead of just, like, being so, I don't know, like, kind of, but not really.
Secretive.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. I don't know. Just finish my sentence for me. Okay, so mom's getting on my nerves. Nobody else?
No, she's not on my nerves yet. Like,
really?
she'll probably get there, but she's not on my nerves yet.
She was the first episode because I hate that. I hate when parents aren't supportive. But now I feel like she's gonna brighten up. She's gonna have to soon.
She's being forced to.
She doesn't have a choice.
Yeah.
See, this talking about mom, I think I just want to stay on mom topic. Instead of going through the show in order, I just want to talk about mom real quick. Because we obviously know that she knows who the dad of her child is. I don't understand why she's so secretive about it. I get that it could probably rock her world a little bit, but at the same time, I think she's being very selfish about the situation. Because one of the things that she had said when she was discussing with Dean Cain's character was just, she needs me now in this world, and it'll tear her away from me, and she needs me at this point in her life. No, she don't. Yeah. She's cool. She's having a good time.
Yeah, that was crazy, too. Like, when he said, or she was like, yeah, you know why, when she told Coach Davenport that she couldn't tell him. You know why. So there was a huge...
Okay, well, we don't know why, so please, somebody tell us, because it's driving me crazy.
It's a cliffhanger for the next episode, so they can't, you know.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. And then also, too, at the beginning of the show, there was the whole Mia name tag, and she's obviously... You know what I felt like? Have you guys ever seen... what's that... I want to say with the A, what's the TV show where she's watching over everybody? Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was watching Pretty Little Liars because here's Mia texting like, I'm watching you.
I just want to know who Mia is. What happened with Mia? Something bad happened with her.
Well, obviously she was on the team initially.
Well, they were saying, I think in the first episode, that she was like one of the better dancers or best dancers and...
She must have got,
Maybe she can't dance anymore.
No, you know what I think it is? I think that she did something, and now Yelena has dirt on her, and that's why she has to stay away, because Yelena's going to tell her secret to everybody.
Maybe, right, yeah.
But at the same time, if that's the case, why are you torturing her and sitting here commenting on her pictures talking about...
I don't know if it's torture, but she's sending you, like, thousands of dollars in envelopes wherever you go.
Do you think that's from her, though?
Around me.
I don't think it's from her, but I think it's, like, it's from someone that's, like, around. Because there's something that happened.
Okay. This is what I think. This is my hypothesis. With all the money going on, because my first thought, honestly, I thought when she was putting it into the glove compartment that she was planting it. to get somebody else in trouble, which we don't know. Mm-hmm. But I also connected it back to drug money because who's the owner of all the devils? The older
Oliver,
gentleman. No,
right?
No, no. The older gentleman, how he was cutting up all the uniforms and stuff like that.
Looking
he was looking for something. Mm-hmm. My thought, it was like vials of cocaine or something. And of course, the one uniform that probably has it is the one that homegirl probably took home with her to wear for her boyfriend.
Right. So you think that was something that they used to do or something?
No. Like? I mean, I know I have insider secrets and all, but that's not one of them.
That's how they are so cheery every day. You know what I mean? All this energy.
Yeah. Because the dancing's getting better. Everybody's jacked up.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. It could be diamonds. There could be diamonds laced somewhere in there.
No, really.
And why in the beginning were they saying like how he was getting them all new uniforms? So he wanted the old uniforms.
Probably.
To go through them.
Yeah.
It was drugs. It was definitely drugs.
I think so,
probably
too.
Probably Molly or something, you know? Like, and
dude, we don't even get on that topic, okay?
That's why they're all sweating, because they all pop Molly.
Nuh-uh.
Bad jokes.
All right, so let's get back to camp, because I know you really wanted to talk about camp. I have my own comments about that. As far as accuracy, I'm not going to say anything, but I will say I was getting really annoyed with Olivia talking the entire time that they were trying to dance. You will this, you will that. And they're just, I'm like, girl, shut up. Just let them dance. Talk to them afterwards.
That's like boot camp, though. That's like military style boot camp. Yes. Like while they're doing stuff, they have like the drill sergeant, you know, talking.
I don't know. I was getting annoyed.
I love the way boot camp looks.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
It looked great.
It was the best part of the, you know,
I've never seen boot camp look that great.
Yeah, I'm sure you haven't.
If
they need help, I'm sure you would volunteer to join the team, huh?
I would. I am. This is what we're doing right now.
So talking about boot camp, I want to talk about also Yelena, because she was getting on my nerves the whole show as well. She thinks she's running the whole thing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. You know what, though? But somebody obviously let her get to that point for her to think that she can walk around and throw her weight around. And I'm a little bit confused as to why Olivia's letting her do that. Like, she's trying to put her foot down, but not really.
Not really. She doesn't seem as, like, hard and strict with her when she's the head of the team and she's the director of the team. Why is she letting this girl tell her what to do?
Right.
And boss her around.
Right.
Yeah, especially when she finally did try to put her foot down and said, like, this partnership ends here. And then Yelena's like, well, I wish this conversation would end here.
She's got smart
ass. You know what? But here's the thing. That's why I also think she has to have something on Olivia, because she is way too confident about the way she's throwing herself around. So maybe there is a connection to the money or what have you.
Maybe.
Mia is the connection. I don't know what it is, but that's my hypothesis, is that Mia has something to do with it. And so that's why she's trying to keep Mia at bay, because if Mia comes in and like throws this bombshell, then that's just going to ruin, you know, everything that...
So you think like Mia had to leave because maybe something that they had going within the group? Like,
What if Mia is Olivia's daughter?
Olivia's married to a player.
But who is that? That's what I want to know. Who is that? Because I keep wanting to say that it's Coach Pete, but it's obviously not, because his wife left him and she was giving him
She's married to one of the older players, or one of the players that used to be on the team.
A former player.
Yeah, because she keeps on saying, like, you can't mess around with anybody on the team. But then Yelena and her, you can't do exactly what we're doing.
Exactly.
Do as I say, not as I do.
She did mention, though, in the past, because I know we talked about this last episode, that she was best friends with Sloan. Because we thought maybe somebody was sleeping with somebody else's other person, and that's what part of the dirtiness was, but obviously not.
They were just best friends gone bad.
Maybe, but it seems like it only went bad on Sloane's behalf. It doesn't seem like it on the other.
Well, Sloane's secretive, though, too. You don't really know exactly. Because Sloane may have something on Olivia, and Olivia doesn't know, you know, so that's why Sloane's kind of like, okay, well, I'm gonna keep her at, like, arm's length, you know.
Yeah, she kind of played the guilt trip with her on the first episode. Like, the only thing keeping her from being on the team is you.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like Olivia is very fond of her. I think Sloane is not so much. She's like, no, I'm good. You stayed in that world. Cool. Good for you. I'm out.
I wish everybody was as upfront as Kyle is with everybody.
Oh, she is awesome. Hilariously awesome.
You would know how everything was going. Yeah. Like, this all makes sense, because she's just straight up with everything.
Dude.
But, you know, here's the thing. Like, Well, the reason why I like Kyle is because she is so like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And she has plans. She's executing it, yeah. You know, and she's making things happen.
No, yeah. No.
She came in with an agenda.
But here's the thing. The reason I feel like she can get away with it is because she's cute and she's got that sweet, innocent, like, Southern accent. And it That's works it for her. If it That's was anybody is. Else, if she had a Valley Girl accent or anything else, people would not like her.
That's true. She was rocking them shorts. I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, was she? Definitely. Was she now?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. They had a couple shots, so just like, oh, yeah, that's definitely just a short shot. I saw that.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
I liked, okay, out of all the dudes, though, because she's got her playbook of all these old men, mm-hmm. and I'm like, ew, first of all. I don't care how much money you have. No. But then she goes for the young dorky dude from the OC. Not OC. Yeah. Wow.
Laguna
Tree
Beach. Laguna Beach.
That too.
Laguna Beach and then One Tree Hill.
Which, and he was such a cool guy in One Tree Hill. And then to see him be like,
well, that's kind of, I guess that's kind of cool. That's,
oh my God, I'm having sex. Yeah. What was it? Terrence Walker. Oh God.
I can't believe it.
Why? First of all, how did she get you shoved into the locker? Why are you okay with that? Second of all, it's another dude's locker.
Why are you wearing those shoes with those slacks?
I don't know.
Why'd you
put your shoes on?
Yeah, the Terrence's shoes.
Oh, wait, was he wearing his shorts?
Because she was like,
too?
I'm going to give you this experience that you never had. So he was like, oh my God, I'm in the locker room. And then, you know, he was so just like impressed with everything. And then she just hopped on him and didn't do much happen. But
that's like creeper status. He was wearing another dude's clothes.
That makes it all worth it.
I mean, because like, if I had a chance to wear Michael Jordan shoes, I would probably put on Michael Jordan shoes.
You would put on his, okay, I don't care. You would put on his stanky, sweaty shoes, and then
I wouldn't put on his shorts, but I would put on his shoes.
To go have sex with a cheerleader?
I would wear shorts.
Okay. I wouldn't wear shorts, but I would wear, because like, I would first wear my socks.
First of all, if you approached me with some shoes on and nothing else, I'd be like, you need to go.
They're all like 10 sizes too big.
Right?
Like, hey.
Yeah, fun fact, Steven, I forget, what's his last name?
Coletti.
Yeah.
They were both on One Tree Hill together.
Oh, I don't know if they were
on the same seasons. I know she did some stuff too. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody. But yeah, I think she did a couple seasons with them, and he did as well.
Hmm. Oh.
I don't know if it was the same seasons or not, but.
Small world.
Very much so.
I hope that's correct.
if not,
you can tweet him at... No, I'm just kidding.
Nope.
All right, so let's get back into the show. Who else? I'm like, who's getting on my nerves? I don't want to talk about just that. But what do you guys think about... I had my own input as far as the Olivia relationship with Yelena. What do you guys think about her in this episode?
Which is Olivia?
Olivia what? is the head lady,
the
blonde lady.
I don't know. I think that Olivia, she's. I don't know. I don't know. I don't
that like is how he feels. But he's speechless.
Something went wrong way back when, and now I don't know. It's very weird for me.
Okay. Next topic. no, okay, so wait, really quick, this just made me think of something, and I'm going to address you
because you're my
fellow female. Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about German, the boyfriend.
Oh.
He was doing way too much. I mean, I thought he was really sweet. I don't think I've ever seen a boyfriend that supportive. I kind of wanted to be like, are you a unicorn? Because I don't think men like you really exist.
He's too overly supportive.
A little excited, right?
Yeah, way too, it's great. He's into his girlfriend, but... If he keeps acting that way, he's going to lose her, especially when she's in that world, when she has pro basketball players, you know, hitting on her and offering her all kinds of things. So
I mean, I'd be okay with my boyfriend being sweet and whatever. It's just, supportive. I feel like it's going to turn into him living vicariously through her.
Yeah, because he wanted to be a player.
Exactly. And he couldn't handle the pressure he'd mentioned. I'm glad that they talked a little bit more about his backstory, because he was up for a pro career.
Yeah, exactly.
And just buckled under pressure and didn't make it. But now to have your girlfriend doing that, it's kind of like you want to be supportive, but at the same time, are you a little bit jealous? Because how human nature, you might be a little bit jealous.
I mean, you saw how
Nick, don't act like you don't see me.
I was trying not to look.
Well, I jumped in on the word backstory.
Okay.
So that's what I was going off of.
Okay.
Hit the floor. By the way, I'm Phil Svitek, executive producer of AfterBuzz TV, and I wanted to drop in real fast about the backstory of how Hit the Floor actually got started here on AfterBuzz TV.
Okay.
We know Kat Bayless is a very close family friend of ours, really. I mean, she did Glee for the longest time here on AfterBuzz TV. Valley Ortiz is a close friend of ours. We just had McKinley Freeman on Black Hollywood Live as a sister network of AfterBuzz TVs. And so, you know, that's kind of how Hit the Floor on AfterBuzz TV got started. And that has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. But I figured, here's the thing. We're very familiar. Like we're very family oriented.
Whatever that word is. Familial.
There you go.
Oh,
I can't say
hey.
And so the point being, you know, there's a movie that just came out, Adventures of Serial Buddies, written by and directed by Kevin Undergaro, the creator of the network, and executive produced by Maria Menounos, and also has her in a starring role alongside Beth Bears, Artie Lang, Christopher McDonald, Henry Winkler, and the Kathy Lee Gifford. It's a very funny movie. The music you're listening to is actually from it. And, you know, there's some couple dance numbers in there that you guys might enjoy.
Wait, why wasn't I hired to do the dance?
I didn't know you at that. It was 4 years ago that it was filmed.
The sequel. For keep sure. me in mind.
It's so funny that people are asking for a sequel. So it's available on iTunes right now. It's $4.99. It's a steal at that price, you know. So and it really supports the network here. So please go check it out. Adventures of Serial Buddies. If you can't find it, serialbuddies.com. Thank you, guys. Back to your regular programming.
Yay! Yay! Thank you for that special spec.
It's an interactive commercial.
That's kind of awesome. We got the music and everything going on. Anyway, so we were talking about our unicorn boyfriend.
The best boyfriend ever.
Here's the thing. I know they say nice guys finish last, right?
Yeah.
But this guy, sure, he's living vicariously through his girlfriend, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. If you like basketball, right?
Uh-huh.
And if your girlfriend was on she was a part of a winning team, okay, in Los Angeles, which is like the Lakers, right? So if I was dating a girl who was a Laker girl, and then the opening game I got floor seats, sure, I would be excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, so I think the way he's acting right now, it's natural.
So do you think their relationship is going to last?
I didn't say all that. But the way he's acting right now, this is natural.
Well,
like, he would put on Jordan shoes.
Definitely. It's just too much, though. I think being overly supportive, he should know that it's eventually gonna hurt him in the end. And like, I think also like her mom, Sloane, she knows that she should know that it's not gonna last either. But she's all in there in the kitchen with them,
singing the song.
But if you also notice, I think he's very insecure.
Yes.
That's the thing. That's why it's not gonna last. Yeah. Is because of his insecurities, mm-hmm. you know. And then she's gonna be like, dude, just.
Yeah. Well, no. Here's the thing. I feel like what's gonna tear them apart is if you notice when they first had the conversation about him getting into the game and the tickets and all that, he was like, "Oh, I can't wait to see whatever." Oh, I can't get your tickets. Oh, that's okay, because I get to be your date. Actually, I can't get you. I have you right now.
Awesome. He's like asking her like if the players are around and stuff like that.
So. But I don't think it's. I think that'll come into mind later. I think right now it's more so a fact of he wants to be so involved, and her being in the position she is, she can't allow him to get involved because she just doesn't have that power.
Yeah.
And that's gonna cause an issue, I think.
Absolutely. And that was a crazy thing too, seeing her Asha go up to Derek for the first time, rather than he's always, you know.
Yeah.
But we also saw like him in a vulnerable position.
Yeah, that was interesting too.
Because the way he walked in, he had, you know, how she calls it, bitches and hoes, right?
Yeah.
But you know, and I actually tweeted it out, but I think he had the best line of the entire episode where he says, "Girls are like Jordans, you can never have too many."
Yeah.
Now again,
if you want to send hate tweets, you can follow him at
you can tweet the writers at Hit the Floor. Don't tweet me. But it was good, you know, and then so seeing him like at this apex and then seeing him down like at this other level now, so it's kinda like, okay, he's human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a heart.
You know? But at the same time, really, that speech it affected you that much. It wasn't even that powerful of a speech. And obviously, you're still partying afterwards because we saw in the previews for the next episode that he's living it up with his whatever in the hot tub.
They had a moment. I think it was about their moment and her like kind of like comforting him and approaching him and like, oh, something might go on here.
Right. But how are you going to sit there and be like on her knee and then be like, here, let me give you tickets for your boyfriend?
Yeah, right.
Ew.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you need to get your hands off me.
Well, I think he's so used to getting whatever he wants, and he finally did that, and then he saw that she didn't react well to it. It's like, okay, well, you can have a ticket.
Yeah, right.
But she didn't, like, freak out, though. Like, she didn't, like, oh, my God. You know, she was kind of like...
She wasn't how she was before, no.
Now, was this the episode... Because I don't remember. I know I saw a preview somewhere in there. Not in this one, but last episode. No, it's coming up. Where something along the lines of he had a towel on and he just drops the towel right in front of her. That hasn't happened yet, right?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
They haven't gotten that close yet.
Oh, well, still, you're doing too much. You're doing way too much. That's so unattractive. I mean, she recognizes that, but at the same time, I'm all, girl, do you kind of like that?
She's intrigued.
Yeah. I don't know. And I also thought it was messed up. I think we were talking about backstage right before the whole bomb. We'll talk about the bomb of information that got dropped on her. But boyfriend comes running in the backstage. And then when, like, it was just so awkward. And he went running out onto the court after big homeboy. And he's this big. And the other guy's this big. I'm like,
that's how
supportive
he is. How did he even get back there?
I don't know.
When you have four seats, like, you're able to. Yeah.
I guess he's never had four seats.
There's, like, more stuff that you can do.
Oh, guess we've never been that VIP before.
I'm just saying, that's what happened.
You can go make out with the dancers.
And he probably said, you know, like, she probably, you know, like, when they got there, she probably said something to security or whatever, so he had a little more access than, you know, normal. So, I don't know. You know.
Yeah. Well, Derek, we found out, ran out of gas before the last playoff game. Like, really? Who does that?
He's partying too much.
Yeah, but he was just like, oh, it's no big deal. I'm like, yeah, it kind of is, though, actually.
Well, because he probably has, you know, a great contract, you know, and so he's making money. When it gets to the point where it's like, when you really want a championship, then you're going to actively, like, work for a championship.
But he's just a douchebag. I think he's enjoying the lifestyle. Yes, he's kind of forgetting the reason why he does it, like the passion for the game versus, Well, maybe
that happens, yeah.
Women, you know, cars, and money can do that to you.
I guess.
And you're playing a game at the end of the day, like, so it's not like he has a 9-to-5. Right. You know, he's going to practice, he's going to the gym, and then he's playing games in front of thousands and millions of people. So it's like, okay, you know, we'll get a championship eventually.
He's kind of young too compared to the other two Terrence, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I think he's a little younger than Terrence.
Which is kind of weird when I do see Terrence and Yelena together as a couple and kissing. I know that's kind of rude of me to say, but I'm just like,
you guys are weird.
It's a weird couple. She's so young and pretty, and you just look...
And he's kind of responsible, which is weird.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, she's just a...
I would think she'd be attracted to a jerk, or a jerk with a lot of money.
Well, he could be a jerk, but, you know, we don't know, because we don't really know what's going on yet. You know? But I like what's going, like, this little head-to-head with Derek and Terrence, because now it's kind of like, okay.
Check your boy.
Hey, dude, like, we need a ring, you know? Because they had the talk with the coach, and they're like,
that talk was really the coach talking to himself. It wasn't him talking to the players. Like, maybe it was a little bit of a message to them, but really, I feel like it was him talking to himself through the fact that he just found out that he's got a daughter, and oh my God, people think I'm a pervert because I'm staring at her, and she just talked to me for the first time.
Out.
Yeah.
He's like, having like mini breakdowns, calling Sloan, be like, we need to talk now.
Nobody is stable in this
cast right now. Like, it's kind of funny and kind of cute all at the same time, which is sad to say, but I don't know, because you don't usually see a man freak out like that. Like, he's having a straight up, like, a female breakdown.
He's not Superman this episode.
No, he's not. Yeah. And that's all I see when I look at him, too. I'm like, it's Superman.
He needs to shave, though.
Right.
I still think he needs to.
That's your one critique.
Yeah, that's the only thing, you know, great acting, but you just gotta,
Okay, so when he's having the conversation, though, with Sloan, when she finally does bring her butt down there and they're talking, do you guys feel like it really wasn't necessary at the end of their argument? Because she's saying, don't tell her, this tell her, ta-da-da-da. He could have ended the conversation with, fine, I won't tell her. Instead, fine, I won't tell her that I am Asha's father.
Yeah. Conveniently.
Yeah, I know, but that was just one of those moments where I was like...
It's not so obvious.
You're trying to have
Next
anyone
week,
find out.
General Hospital.
That's like, because Sloan didn't know who you were talking about when you said, I'm not going to tell her I'm her father.
Right,
she didn't know who her was.
Well, no, because Asha, I mean, because Helena had to find out. So, you know.
Yeah, I know, but still... And we knew that. We saw that in the previews. I just didn't think it was going to come out the way it came out.
We may as well just
talk about it. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a few episodes and she was going to do something, but she... Right. Or I thought maybe she would try to blackmail somebody with that information.
I thought that too, actually. That's exactly what I thought she was going to do, to try and get her off the team or something.
Right.
Yeah, that all unfolded very quickly. I was even thinking about that coming into the episode, knowing after they dropped the bomb last week and let us know that he was the father. I thought maybe they would save it all the way to like the finale or something, and then that's when it would come out. And then the fact that it came out tonight, and she found out tonight too.
That's a lot.
Which,
you know, we saw the buildup of it. I mean, they're really making this character to where she's just getting jealous so quickly, and it's so in her face how Asha is the new her, if you will. She's got the cute, sweet, innocent smile when they're doing the photo shoot. She's doing all this stuff while other girls just like...
Let's talk about that.
Okay, let's.
Let's talk about that. Because, you know, I think she plays this innocent role so well. You know?
Asha?
So, like, it is, I think it is very believable. So you're kind of like, okay, like, you know, you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you can see how Helena is just, not saying she's a hoe, but she has hoe-ish tendencies and, you know.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Maybe they're showing her, like, being so innocent in the beginning to see, like, how she changes throughout.
Could
be like a fall from grace.
Do you think Helena used to be like Asha?
She could have been.
Maybe.
She could have got turned out after, you know.
This is stupid. No, I think she's just so spoiled and so used to be in the spotlight. And they've already made it clear that in the first episode that Asha's a close runner-up to her and could potentially take her spot. Yeah. So I think she's just making sure she can knock her down before Asha even has the opportunity to even get there. But, and I mentioned this the last episode, what kills me about it is, no offense to the actress, I think she's a fantastic actress and she's probably a great dancer and has so much more to offer than we're seeing on this show, but to have her come in and she's supposed to be this like fantastic steal the throne dancer, I wanted to see more from her when she performs. To me, she blends in with the other girls. So why is Olivia making such a huge deal about Asha? Like, I want to see the it factor that everybody else is talking about.
Yeah.
Does anybody else
maybe you have
miss
to see
that?
It live. Maybe you just have to go see it live.
Is that what the problem is?
Maybe it's bad. It's bad cuts. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, the editing.
Speaking of that, bad cuts. And I know I'm going to be the only one right now that's going to be real picky. But when we were seeing them perform at the Devil's Playground, I was getting really irritated with some of the cuts. Just because I'm watching it as a dancer and I'm watching it as a whole. I thought it was really cool that they showed the entire dance scene because a lot of times that's what gets skipped over. But obviously this show is about that, so we get to see the full production. So writers, thank you. But the only thing, my complaint was that I felt like it was sloppy. For having like this big production, and I get you only had a day or two to put it together, and maybe that's why it purposely was sloppy. But there were bits and pieces where I was like, they're off. And more than once, and not just once, but like more than once, that I it just didn't look uniform to me. And you're laughing at me right now.
No, because I didn't notice it.
I was just being picky. But bless their hearts, y'all are talented. So I'm not trying to take that away from you. Maybe it was the camera angles, but anyway. And the other thing that I noticed is the girls that were dancing, aside from Jersey. Most of those girls, I didn't see them in the last episode. And I could be wrong, but I remember them doing cuts, and I was looking for the girl with the big, puffy, red, curly hair that was just killing it. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even in the performance. And there was a few new faces, and I'm like, you weren't on the team during tryouts.
Yeah, that's interesting. I guess I didn't even recognize that.
I have to go back and rewatch it now. I feel like...
that's just me. That's me. Because obviously I pay attention to the dance scenes. I'm like, ooh, I mean, yeah, like, get it.
Obviously, like, they have their main characters and maybe they're just trying
to focus on them.
Yeah, I don't know.
At the same time, you know, that kind of sucks as a dancer when you work so hard and the routine looks so good and then it's like you watch the show and ooh, there's my ear.
Yeah.
I see my pinky. Oh, hold on. There's my hair. You know? And it's like, those girls work just as hard as the actors. True. If not, probably harder. Totally. Because while the actors are busy doing their lines, they're probably, you know?
Practicing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. That was my two cents.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the dancing.
Yeah, so, I could see, like, the first episode, I was like, with some of the dancing. But I feel like it got better this time, for sure.
See, in the first episode, I actually liked a few of the girls. Like, when they did do their freestyle and their tricks, I thought they were pretty good. But that's just me. I want to see more of that.
Bam, bam.
Yeah, but you know what,
like,
whatever.
Second episode, more drama.
Yeah, that's true. We have to hear more of the storyline, I suppose. Yeah. You know, they also had said that the mother, Sloane, was always in the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she was obviously one of the favorites, too. I wish we could see her in action, even if it was a flashback or an old video of... I don't know, her dancing, because I want to see
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
They should have a flashback.
Yeah.
With all of them.
Yeah, or even a flashback of that, like a montage of that, but also some like very dramatic moments of like, I'm having your baby, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, hit the floor, 1980.
Maybe. Right. See, this is why Asha isn't dancing as well as she should, because her mother has to finally step in now, show her a few steps, show her the devil girl way, you know, because she was always in the front. She was one of the best dancers, right. This and that, yada, yada. That could be where it's leading to.
Yeah.
And then so, you know, she may have like this breakout moment after she had like her mother's training.
That, I mean, that would be awesome.
You know?
Let's see mom hit the floor.
She's going to have to.
Right?
She's got to hit something.
Something. It might be Dean Cain, but hey. Yeah. I don't know. I kept feeling like, and I know they never got together, but Olivia and Dean Cain's character, I keep calling him by his real name, like he's my homie or something.
Pete,
I feel like they should have had a relationship in the past for some reason.
They might have, you never know.
They probably hooked up.
Yeah. You know, she's a pretty girl, he's a good looking guy. She was on the team, he was on the team.
I don't know. Oh, well, you know what? For a moment there, he was checking out Raquel at the last episode, or maybe just having empathy for her, but she's been dealing a lot with her whatever he is, ex-boyfriend, baby daddy.
I
feel so bad for her.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's going to be pulled into the show a little bit more. She's not going anywhere, but how awful, for lack of words I want to use, how awful to be sitting there and offered a job at the Devil's Playground. I'm sure it pays really well, but that's just a kick in the face.
Yeah,
Let me rub everything in your face right now so you can be around all the Devil girls while they're doing their thing and you're a hostess.
Yeah.
She's probably making more money, though.
Maybe, but at the same time, it's like a kick to your ego.
Like, don't you just want to get away from that world? Like, look at everything it did to you. I would want to get away from it.
But I think she's so desperate that she kind of has to take it.
Probably.
And it gives her an opportunity to spray champagne in her dude's face.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Go, girl.
Whoopsies.
You know, you bring up a really good point, because she has to think not just for herself, but her child. And one of the things, if she is really being taken to court, she has to prove that she has a steady income.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, okay, fine. But really have to swallow your pride to do that one.
Do you think she'll ever be back on the team?
I honestly thought that's what that was going to be offered to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when Olivia was like, okay, well, maybe I can help with that. And I'm thinking, yeah. And then when she said something about a playground, I was like, what? And you know what's funny is I thought she meant hostess at a child's playground. So in my notes, I'm like, what the fuck?
That pays well?
Yeah, like, that's an insult.
No, like, I was thinking that she was going to offer her, like, an assistant coaching job or something. You know, she's not on the team, but she's still, like, around the team and around the girls and the camaraderie, stuff like that.
Right.
You know,
and then maybe eventually ease her back onto the team.
Yeah.
She could be the one, like, sewing the drugs into the uniform.
There you go.
She was supposed to be on the team in the first episode.
Well,
who's getting hurt to have her back on the team? Someone's going down.
That's a good thought, huh? Someone's gonna get injured.
Someone.
Why are you trying to break someone's legs?
Take someone out.
Right? You're supposed to see a girl fight.
Try Nancy Kerrigan somebody.
Right?
Like, yeah. Whatever gets Raquel back on the team.
Right? I don't know. And the interaction between Raquel and also Yelena when they were talking, and for 2.2 seconds, I almost thought Yelena felt bad when they were sitting at the bar. Then I was like, nah, she's probably enjoying this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what's it like watching us having a good time?
And she just got handed over a pile of cash.
Yeah.
So,
And that's the thing, too. Like, her giving over the cash. Do you think she knew what was in the envelope?
No.
I thought that was something that even Raquel was giving to her, like, from Raquel for a second, and then we got to see it was a bunch of cash.
Yeah.
I honestly thought it was going to be... go ahead.
I'm sorry. Unless Raquel knew something about the whole Mia situation.
That would be awesome if she did. If they started working together now that Raquel's not on the team, that'd be perfect.
Well,
I thought they were going to have... I'm going back to it again, but I thought they were going to have like a Pretty Little Liars moment, and it was going to be something terrible in the package that was going to either scare the crap out of her or just, I don't know, check her. Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird. like a severed buddy's head or something.
Yeah.
I know what you did yesterday.
Right? I don't know. Someone needs to check her because she's.
She'll get checked. Like something's gonna happen. Oh,
what?
I'll save it for predictions. Oh. They just gave me. I'll save it for.
And she did get nice for like 2.5 seconds today.
When?
And I was like, oh wow, that's.
When was she?
It was probably a lie.
Huh?
When was she?
Well, she's like, hey, you know, you're a devil girl now.
That was baloney. He was like, no, because she was like, yeah, that was just me hazing. We're cool.
Yeah.
No, that was truthful. Please.
I could tell.
Yeah. Right. Definitely we know how to read a woman's mind.
I do. Perfectly.
Are you single?
Yes.
That's why. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
Live on the air, thank
so,
you.
So, anyway.
It's okay, ladies. Mark is single. He's a great
right.
guy.
His
plays,
fans
plays
are,
music.
Yeah. Yeah. His fans are very
and
mad at me right
now.
They
won't understand you. The least bit.
Okay. All right. So does anybody have anything? Because I think that's, for me, the most of what I wanted to talk about this episode. Anything like huge and monumental?
No. Mm. I mean, I'm just upset at the sex scene because it was like a lack thereof of sex scene. I think it was the worst sex scene.
That's pretty bad.
It's ever been on TV.
Yeah, VH1 maybe just has never done one before.
They've done like the Flavor of Love and this and that's like reality. So
that's why it was probably weird because
it's scripted.
Yeah, they don't know like
we're not used to doing it with hot people. Let's do it with Flavor Flav. You just put them in some guy's shoes and just let them go.
Because it wasn't believable. Because I didn't realize that they were supposed to be having sex until he was like,
weird.
Yeah, I thought
how
she was
are you
like
even
sitting
how was she holding head? Herself up is what I want to know.
There was probably like a stool there and she was sitting down on the stool.
Awkward.
And it was
what?
Yeah.
She knows how to work it for like a for like a ex stripper, you know, she knows what to do to
she's flexible.
Get the money real quick.
I guess. Wow.
Yes.
So anyway, no, you know, but the last scene, actually, speaking of disappointment, though, the one scene I was disappointed in was that very last scene, Yelena telling Asha about the fact that that was her father. So, you must be nervous, or whatever she said, performing in front of your daddy.
Yeah, I was just crying.
Ew, first of all, it just seemed like
just
a
like
very...
Just like your mom did.
Yeah, that's what made it... It just sounded so perverted.
Yeah, it did. Like, incestual.
Yes, yes. And then to find out it's the coach, so obviously... Not only is he going to watch you once, he's going to watch you every single game. What?
I thought she was going to, like, I didn't think she was going to say it right off the beginning. I thought she was going to say something like, you know, you're a devil girl, but now you have to dance in the front row for all this. And then she didn't have to say that.
Oh, no.
She'll make like, the biggest bomb you could drop.
Right. Yeah. But that's the thing is most likely, judging from where we left the scene, Asha's like, I don't think she's probably going
to
hit the floor at this point.
She went out there. I don't think she.
No.
Have to. Oh no, she leaves.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Oh yeah. So that's exactly what Yelena wanted for that to happen, so she could A, take her spot in the front, and B, it makes the other girl look so bad that maybe she'll get kicked off or whatever the case may be.
She couldn't handle it,
right? Yeah. And maybe she won't ever come back.
Mm-hmm.
Which we know is not going to happen, but, you know.
Another one?
Okay, no. This is what I was saying for it. So maybe what Helena just did with Asha, that's what she did to Mia, and that's when Mia left.
Mia couldn't handle the truth.
Yeah, because, like, she dropped the bomb, you know, and then Mia, like, freaked out and, like, she, like, skipped town.
Okay, but what was the bomb?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe she didn't have a father. She's like Mari. She just tells everybody who is the father and who's not.
Yeah, exactly.
She's the Mari of the show.
Asha took her locker, took Mia's locker.
Yeah.
So there's some kind of similarity there where she wants to kind of replace her with her or something.
You know what I want to know, or I want to find out? Ooh, this would be a good one too. Seeing as how nobody really looks like anybody and they're trying to say that Dean Cain is Asha's father, what if Olivia is secretly Yelena's mother and that's why she's let her kind of walk all over a little bit? She's giving her a little bit more slack because secretly it's her daughter. That would be a good one.
That would be good.
Just kidding. Totally kidding.
Anything's possible.
I know. Well, I mean, at this point, you know what? We keep on having our, oh my gosh, what ifs? This is a hypothesis. Why don't we just get in predictions and talk about it?
And now, AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, I'm going to start with you, Layla. What do you think is going to be happening next episode?
Next episode. I think that Asha is going to... She's going to freak out, obviously, about the whole situation.
Right.
And confront her mom. And it's going to cause, like, major drama with the mom. And she's going to be mad at Coach Pete. And I think that, I don't know, I think that she's going to definitely be back on the team. But I just think there's going to be some major stuff that goes
on. Now, do you think, though, if the other teammates find out about the fact that he was her father, they might think that it was a conspiracy as far as letting her on the team? Like, the only reason you got on the team is because your dad is the coach?
I definitely think that would happen, yeah. I mean, because...
create hate.
Because she showed up late, and they let her... He's like, get out, and then they let her stay.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's going to... People are going to be jealous. They're going to be hating on her a little bit more. And they probably already are. They probably already are jealous of her, so... She's a great dancer.
But I think the only person that's really jealous at this point in time is Yelena.
Yelena's... Yeah.
Nobody else cares. They don't care. Yeah. They're just happy to be on the team. Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your thoughts, sir?
All right. I think that what's going to happen... Okay, so with Derek here, you know, he's still out partying, going crazy. And I think that the team may have like an intervention. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so now Derek is in like this low spot. And then we have another moment between Derek and Asha again. Then, you know, so she kind of comforts him a little bit, but I feel like a kiss may happen and she freaks out now. Right. And she's like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? Da, 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 da. You know? And then, so she goes back to talk to her boyfriend. Her boyfriend freaks out. And that's going to be the cliffhanger for the next episode.
Hmm. Wow. That's a pretty detailed. I like that though.
I actually spoke to the writer. No, I'm kidding.
I'm
actually right on the show.
All right, let's hear it.
I think this is the beginning of the end for German. I think we're going to see little pieces of that because I think Asha's going to definitely try to find something positive out of the whole thing. Like, okay, no, I can still do this because this huge bomb was just dropped on me. But she's not going to be able to really find anything positive. Go into a whirlwind, and I think that we're going to find out Mia is a guy.
I think you just threw that in there just because.
I've never been more certain about anything.
That would be awesome if that was the case.
Wow, that is very... That's why he left. He was a shim. I mean, that could have happened. That really could have happened. Okay, what do I think is going to happen? I like your prediction as far as with the boyfriend and with her. I think they'll be together for a little while. I think he's going to be supportive of her and everything that's going on. I don't know. I feel like Dean Cain's character, Pete, I feel like Pete's really going to step in and try to be daddy now. And I don't know how Sloane is going to feel about that, but he just seems like he wants to now be so involved. But I just don't know how that's going to work out as far as with team life and the professional thing. As far as the guy that was cutting open all of the uniforms, I want to see where that goes and what the heck. I feel like... You know what? If Yelena somehow got a hold of that information, I wouldn't put it past her to say that it was in Asha's possession and something big would go down, like with the police. Probably won't happen, but that'd be a pretty awesome, dramatic episode. She goes to jail. Maybe instead of her boyfriend being able to bail her out because he has no money, it would be home dude, Derek, bailing her out, coming to the rescue.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of going off a cliff right now, but whatever.
No, I mean, that's season two.
That's the next three episodes.
Hey, exactly. You know what? We're creative over here at AfterBuzz TV. Anyway, so all right, that wraps everything up for today's episode. Why don't you guys tell everyone where they can follow you?
Ladies first.
You can find me at facebook.com/Layla627 or on Twitter, Layla627.
You can find me all over the internet at the Nick Perdue.
Find me all over the internet as well, Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N.
I mean, you could probably follow me all over the internet, too. Just look at my name, Ali Kona Bradford. However, if you do want to talk to me on Twitter, just find me at Kiss My Passport. So that... You know, this one always laughs at me.
Because it's funny.
It's brilliant.
Kiss My Passport.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.